Military Mondays with David Katz.
Time is 8:35. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 High FM. Major David Katz, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. Well, thanks, Howard.
Good. What's going on in the world out there, in the military world? Everything looking stable. No one's fighting with anybody.
No absolutely quiet. Nothing to report that you... I'm sure you can discuss the cricket or the rugby. More exciting.
Right, exactly.
No, everything's quiet. Everything's fine. No hassles.
Okay, good. So an area of particularly no hassles, of course, is Afghanistan.
Absolutely.
And I'd love to talk a little bit about that. What's going on with the peace deal there?
Okay, so apparently what's happening is that a peace deal is very close in the offing, and it's dependent on, I think, rather bizarrely, I must say. I mean, if you pick up the cynicism as I'm talking to you, it's not by mistake.
Yeah.
That sort of Vietnam 2.0 type of cynicism.
Yes.
Okay, it's dependent on a 7-day de-escalation of violence. Now, why 7 days? Why not a 2-year de-escalation of violence or whatever?
Right.
So what happens now is that everybody de-escalates for the next 7 days, and that sort of kicks in the process now to getting a peace agreement going.
Okay.
Which makes me wonder why. What is different now?
So what is, first of all, what is the current situation there? Where are we? For anybody who isn't aware of what is going on, what's happening is that
first of all, the current government. Let's talk a little bit about the current Afghanistani government, which has still not endorsed the election that they held about 6 months ago. So that's in dispute.
Wow.
So the whole democratic process there seems to be unraveling.
Okay.
The government, together with the Americans, control the cities, and the Taliban control the countryside, which is very reminiscent of these type of walls. And I think now that the Americans are jaded, they can see that this is going nowhere after years and years. And they want to pull out in a respectable manner, if that is possible at this stage of the game.
Right.
And my question to you is, how? I know the how. I just don't believe it's going to work. I think they're looking for an excuse, any excuse to pull out. I think that's going to happen. And we don't have to be prophets to work out what the end result is going to be a couple of years down the line. I mean, this is going to be a Taliban-run country.
I was just going to say, it's an age-old strategy, or not even strategy, but dance where the country gets completely destabilized.
Yes.
And then America or whatever foreign forces are there become exhausted.
Yes.
They then find a dignified way to exit. They exit, create a vacuum.
Yes.
And unfortunately, what fills the space of the vacuum is problematic.
Well, I think also and I think maybe it's out of fashion. I think we're coming to an end of an era where Americans try and impose their values and their style of liberal democracy on countries that are just not ready for it, just don't want that type of liberal democracy. And I think we may be coming, I think the Americans are coming to that realization, which I think is a good thing, is that you cannot impose this type of will on people who don't want it and don't appreciate it. So, you know, I believe that you get the government that you deserve. So if people there were happy and wanted this Taliban government, or this is what they chose to deal with, I mean, it should have been left alone. I can't see what's been achieved over the last 20 years. In fact, I think it's been a major, major problem worldwide. I mean, you've had thousands of civilian deaths. You've had thousands of American soldiers dying there, together with other European soldiers.
To what end?
To what end? People brutalized. I mean, you can imagine half these shootings in America must probably go back to ex-military coming back and having suffered from post-traumatic stress syndrome. We just don't know what it's done to American society. But it seems to be this whole Vietnam syndrome all over again. So we can criticize this pullout. I'm quite happy that they're actually pulling out. I think that's the right thing to do now, is to leave the country to its own devices, because nothing has been achieved. You have to speak to the power. We've discussed this often before. You have to speak to the power that controls the country and the people, and that was the Taliban. And those are the people that you've got to sit down and negotiate with. To try and put up a puppet government and install that is going to take huge resources, as we've seen. And even with those huge resources, they haven't managed to pull it off. And this is the end result now, is that they're going to have to pull out and take their chances that that the Taliban are going to come to some type of an arrangement.
So the answer, as far as you're concerned, is instead of just pulling out and installing a puppet government, is actually sit down with the people that you've been fighting with for years and years.
Well, absolutely. We saw that in Vietnam. Mm. What happened is that they came to some type of agreement in 1973. Together with the North Vietnamese, and the North Vietnamese promised to behave themselves and not invade the South. That lasted for exactly 2 years, and they took over the South. And this is exactly what's going to happen here, is the Taliban are going to agree to behave themselves, to agree to negotiate with the current government, agree to de-escalate the violence, and I can almost guarantee you in 2 years, or if not sooner, we're going to have a Taliban government in Afghanistan.
But then, so what's the point? Because there's no point in negotiating with the Taliban, because in any event, it's unlikely that they're going to adhere to any agreement anyway.
Well, look.
So what should be done?
There is a point. First of all, I think that the Taliban are anti-ISIS. Okay. They are most probably anti-Al-Qaeda, and they could become American allies in the region against this type of war on terrorism. So it's better to have them, you know, inside the building rather than outside the building. So there's more prospects of dealing with the Taliban than dealing with a puppet government that are not going to deliver anything. They're just going to be sucking resources. Problem also with these puppet governments is that they're so corrupt. They're absolutely corrupt. They're there to enrich themselves and the clan that they work for, and they don't deliver to the people. That's why this grassroots support for the Taliban is always going to win out at the end of the day, because you're up against a corrupt puppet government. Mm. So it's all been for naught. I mean, that's the disappointment.
It is a disappointment.
20 years of
I was going to ask you how long it's been.
Well, it's been since 9/11, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
so
it's almost 20 years now. And before that, the Russians were there. They had a go. So, I mean, you've got to admire the resilience of the Taliban. You have to, because first they got rid of the one superpower, and now they're getting rid of the other.
Interesting indeed. Time is 8:42. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 High FM. It's Military Monday. We're chatting to Major David Katz. Time is 8:47. Maria says, awesome song, Howard. That's Hugs from Maria. And Ronnie says, third decent song today. I knew you could do it.
Wow.
Wow, I feel a little patronized right
sure.
now, don't you?
Wow.
All right, luckily we've got Major David Katz in a studio. He's got our back, doesn't he? Because he's a military guy. David, how do we deal with haters?
I was present for one of the songs.
Yes.
Not the other two, so I can't pass comment on that, to be fair. I mean, but the last one was good. Yeah.
Yes.
So just carry on playing good music. That's how you deal with the haters, I think.
So. Yeah. But even if they don't, but they don't all have good taste.
No, absolutely not. Of course.
Most of the haters don't have good taste.
Most of the haters don't have good taste.
Yes. Yes.
Most.
Yes. Time is 8:48. There you have it. And that comes from a military guy.
So that's got gravitas.
Exactly. We don't want to argue with that. All right. So we've got the situation. When are they looking? We're talking, of course, about the ceasefire or the withdrawal from Afghanistan. And one just wonders as to what is going to go on there. Major David Katz saying he guarantees us that within 2 years you're going to have a Taliban-controlled country.
Absolutely. I do believe that. And I think the question you're going to ask is, when does this all begin? Well, it all starts when they achieve a 7-day de-escalation of violence. I don't know how they gauge that. We'll see what happens over there. And then there's going to be a controlled withdrawal over I don't know how many months, but it'll be conditional on certain things being met. And there are 14,000 U.S. troops there at the moment. And I think almost immediately.
It's a big number.
It is a big number. I mean, it's down from what it was, but that's a lot of people. You know, if you think about these people being rotated in on a yearly basis, how many thousands of Americans have been to Afghanistan and how it's affected their lives? So hopefully over the next few months, this will come off and the Americans will be able to withdraw, in a dignified manner, you know, sort of peace in our time all over again. But
what happened to the people of Afghanistan? I mean, to have the Taliban as your de facto government is the human rights abuses, the denial of freedoms. It's frightening.
But how it goes back to you, I mean, am I being harsh in saying you really, at the end of the day, get the government you deserve? I mean, you have to at grassroots level.
I think that's a terrible
level.
Reflection on us. Then well, here in South Africa,
no, it is.
Isn't it?
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Like, what does it say about us? But okay.
No, I honestly believe that if you're going to, the Taliban don't come in just from the power of the gun. I mean, they've got a lot of grassroots support. That's the bottom line. This is what the people want. This is what most of the people want.
I guess the reality is that at some point, countries have got to actually sort themselves out.
They have to.
And if the citizens of a country don't tolerate something, then that won't. Although, I mean,
we've seen it, Howard. We've seen it in Eastern Europe, where the citizens of the country overthrew all those, and quite peacefully, they went out in the streets and they overthrew those governments.
When I look at what's happening, I was reading a book over the weekend about Venezuela, and when I see what Maduro has done to that country, the human rights abuses, the deprivation, the poverty that he's created there, and people did try. There were millions of people, literally, I think it was 1.5 million people who went out. They were protesting day after day. But eventually, and one of the comments I read was so sad. It's that, you know, hungry people actually eventually just worry about food. They're just worrying about feeding their
families.
Where
they're going to get their next meal
from. Haven't got the energy to protest. They haven't got the energy to fight the system.
Certainly.
And it's a country that has totally collapsed.
Especially when you get the Russians propping up that government, the same as in Syria, where I think there was a groundswell uprising against the government, and the Russians came in and the Iranians came in and propped it up.
Why would Russia prop up Venezuela? Because it's socialist, but that doesn't really.
It's a point in the South American map that they can claim as their own and use as a base and have some type of an influence from there. So, you know, they have the Cubans and now they've got the Venezuelans and they've got that linkage over there. So that's worth for them pursuing. But the Taliban are slightly different. I mean, I don't believe that there are major powers supporting the Taliban. I mean, they stand on their own 2 feet pretty much alone. They do have a safe territory in Pakistan and they do receive support from certain places, but they're certainly not a regime that's been propped up by world powers. They have stood on their own 2 feet. So that is slightly different. I mean, they are not the pawns of some huge enterprise propping them up fighting against the Americans. I don't believe that. So they seem to have ground root support in that country, and it has to be recognized. There's the proof of it. After 20 years, they're sitting down with the very people that they deinstalled 20 years ago.
But that's what you keep telling us. That's the theme that we keep hearing from you, is ultimately you're going to have to make peace with your enemy.
You're going to have to sit down with the people that have power. You're going to have to do that. You can't negotiate with somebody that you install and say, this is who I prefer to negotiate with. You need to negotiate with the people that you don't prefer to negotiate with. That's the problem at the end of the day. Unless you're going to do, at the end of the Second World War, have unconditional surrender, pound the opposition totally into the ground, you know, and have a regime change and end it all that. You've got to put boots on the ground. You've got to just take over the country and control every single square inch of it. If you're prepared to do that, you may have a chance. But the way the Americans do it by controlling cities and not the countryside and doing half measures is not going to win them wars.
Time is 8:54. I've been chatting to Major David Katz. We've been talking about peace in Afghanistan. There's a tweet, and I think it follows this accident. Panyaza Lusuf is saying, I've just got this breaking news. I'm rushing to the scene. Sad news. We've just lost two learners from Madibatlo Proma School through an accident. The taxi to school was hit by a scooter so badly that two learners died. We've dispatched a psychologist and a social worker team as well to the school. This news gets just not getting any better.
It's not. It really isn't.
How many learners, how many school kids have died, unfortunately, since the beginning of the year? Absolutely horrific. Too terrible to even contemplate. It is 8:54. Major David Katz. All right. So America's been. This is their longest war.
Longest war. So this signals the end of their longest war. So we're pretty hopeful about that, and maybe it also signals a change in the way Americans do business around the world.
But it isn't a change. But it's exactly the same.
No, I think it's a change. I honestly believe that because I think America realizes now that it can't impose its way of life and its values on countries that don't want those values and its way of life. I think they've actually come to that realization. So, you know, this whole idea of, they may go back to the world policeman type of thing and they're going to police the rest of the world, but they certainly, I don't think, are bothered anymore to go and expend lives trying to put in democratic values in countries that are really not interested.
Absolutely.
They don't want it. They actually don't. And I mean, they can't, they've proved one thing is that they cannot impose it on these countries. They've proved it time and time again. So hopefully the signals,
It will be interesting to see as long as it's not propped up by some nefarious group, perhaps then the people of an area will actually rise to the occasion themselves.
Well, certainly. I think we've proved that also, is that we've seen it in the Arab Spring, that certain countries that have been able to overthrow governments that have oppressed them for years. Some have succeeded, some haven't succeeded. It's the will of the people. You have to give it at the end of the day to the will of the people. And we've seen the same in South Africa. I mean, eventually what happened is that the will of the people took over the country and installed a democratic government. It wasn't really with the help of outside forces. It was a settlement that happened within the country.
Absolutely.
And we didn't have superpowers imposing the will on us. And we may be cynical about what we have today, but certainly we're in a better position. Absolutely, yeah.
100%. It is 9 o'clock, Major David Katz. A very, very interesting conversation, as always. This is where we love and leave you. We'll be back tomorrow with the same choice of amazing, amazing music for your listening pleasure. Have a good day. We'll see you then.